Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." John 12:12-19. Waving branches in praise. The world has come to call it Palm Sunday, for the palm branches waved in joy around Jesus. It is the triumphal entry into Jerusalem by Jesus, days before his crucifixion. Long, long years before, the prophet Zechariah had written of this, and it was fulfilled this day. Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Miracle worker and healer. The people might have thought that this was to be an earthly king who would save them from the Roman Empire. They might have thought of the miracles with loaves and fishes that fed multitudes. Perhaps they were thinking that they might have no need to work so hard if they had a leader who could provide more than enough food for them and their families. Perhaps they were remembering a loved one they had seen restored to health after a touch by Jesus. The words of wisdom beyond anything they had ever heard might have swayed them into believing. The realization perhaps hit them that Christ's love is stronger than the evil around them. Kindness and mercy, forgiveness and hope might have been the ideas that brought them to the streets in praise that day. We only know that they were there singing his praises. Bittersweet day. This day, this Palm Sunday, must have been bittersweet for Jesus, however. Only he knew that Friday lay ahead and that the crowd does not always sing praises. Sometimes it follows the wrong, sometimes it forgets the good and embraces the popular trend of the moment. There might be a complete reversal in days. In fact, mere days later, many would turn away from following the Messiah and scream, "Crucify him!" for the favor of the religious or political leaders. What about us? Do we stay praising and following Christ all of our days? Or will we be turned and drift with the popular crowd? Will we be too afraid to go against the tide and fail him? As we read this week into the account of Holy Week, we will see many who failed him. Many fail him today. Where do you stand?